Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from John on the internet who wants to know, I'm purchasing some used equipment for my business. It has been fully depreciated by the previous owner. What depreciation schedules do I follow for used assets? For example, if I buy an asset that has a 7-year life, but it is already 8 years old, how do I set that up as an asset on my books? Well, John, that's actually a very good question. You're right. As far as the equipment itself is concerned, it is fully depreciated. But here's the good news. When you buy the equipment, it's new to you. So, you get to start over for its full depreciable life. It goes on your books as an asset at the price you paid for it. You're allowed to use Internal Revenue Code Section 179 depreciation to write off the full cost in the first year if it's $105,000 or less, and you buy less than $420,000 worth of total equipment for the year. Since the limit changes every year, I'll give you a link to the Small Business Management and Taxes site that keeps a good at-a-glance summary for each year. I use this site's tools because all the summaries are so easy to grasp. If you prefer to depreciate it year by year instead, you'll probably be using the Maker's Tables for 7 years. Yes, again, here's a link to those tables. One thing, though, you won't be able to use the other two bonus depreciations. They're only available for new equipment. And of course, if you don't know what those are, that's a good reason, because depreciation is so complicated that you really want to have a tax pro handle the whole depreciating thing. It's much more complicated than it looks, and there are lots of traps if you don't know all the rules. But remember, you'll find answers to questions about things like depreciation and all kinds of tax issues. Where else? At TaxMama.com.